During the more than two decades of warfare and chaos in Afghanistan, nearly every imaginable part of the country's infrastructure collapsed. NPR's Lawrence Sheets visited the ancient Afghan town of Bakh, where even the mail stopped arriving a decade ago.
Bakh oozes with ancient history. In the 6th century BC, Zoroaster, the prophet of the Zoroastrian religion, was born here. Balkh was where Alexander the Great married his bride Roxanne in 327 BC. Now, after 23 years of war, Balkh feels like it's reached the Middle Ages. On this market day, traders guide mules weighed down with firewood into the town square. A vegetable merchant uses stone weights to measure out a kilo of carrots to a customer. Nearby, a blacksmith in a mud hut is making knives, horseshoes, and mousetraps out of scrap metal. There's no electricity, just a makeshift kiln and a hand-operated crank to cool the furnace with water. One of those out in the square today is Abdul Jabbar. The last 13 years, Abdul has been Balkh's postmaster general. And for 10 of those 13 years, not a single letter has arrived in Balkh. Abdul says things went downhill after Afghanistan's communist government was driven from power a decade ago.
When the government collapsed, at first it was road bandits. If we tried sending our postal shipments by car, they'd steal the mailbags at gunpoint.
Abdul is short, stocky, and he sports a scruffy brown beard. He shows a stump where his left foot used to be, lost when he stepped on a mine 15 years ago. Once a week, he straps on an artificial limb, grabs his keys, and heads over to check on what is left of his wrecked post office. Abdul shows a room where residents used to pick up letters and packages. There's a gaping hole in the ceiling. In the sorting room, an outer wall has been destroyed. The floor is now used as a public toilet. A faded letter from a woman in Balkh to her cousin in Kabul, a letter which never arrived, lies under some dirt in the corridor. Abdul points to where the windows used to be. All of them were long ago smashed out by robbers.
Armed men started breaking into the post office. They took everything, stamps, ink, postmarking equipment, phones, furniture, everything.
Abdul proudly shows off all that he was able to preserve of the Balkh post office. It's a file folder full of telegram slips. Not that it's possible to send a telegram from Balkh. The wires and telegraph equipment were pilfered, of course. But Abdul has never stopped working. His salary of 22,000 Afghanis a month, that's less than a dollar, has rarely been paid in recent years. Undeterred, Abdul developed an underground system to connect Balkh to the outside world.
People still come to me when they have to get urgent news to relatives or friends. I find out who is traveling and where. We pay money to travelers or truck drivers to deliver notes to their destination.
At up to several dollars per letter, it's a luxury few Afghans can afford. Yet it's the kind of informal network that has somehow kept Afghanistan functioning, albeit barely, through the long years of war. Abdul sadly notes that when people come to him these days, it's usually bad news they aim to send. A death in the family, a serious illness. But like so many Afghans, Abdul brims with optimism despite all the hardships facing his country. "You'll see," says Abdul. "We'll rebuild Afghanistan and we'll rebuild the post office. And then I'll send you the first postcard." Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Balkh, Afghanistan.